All right, as you sit there relaxing, anticipating going into deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis, you may want to just breathe normally now as you allow yourself to relax, unwind, and just let go. Let go of anything that no longer serves you. Let go of the stress of the day. Let go of worry. Let go of anything that's not contributing to your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. As you sit there contemplating going into deeper levels of relaxation. And as you sit there, become aware that there's really nothing to fix. You can notice that you're noticing. And as you notice that, you might also notice the part that is noticing the noticing. If you imagine drawing a small circle around where attention is paying attention, you could imagine a second circle around the idea of that circle, and a third around the idea of imagining that idea. By the time the circles are stacked, something useful has already happened. The conscious mind has a puzzle it enjoys, and the deeper mind has room to lead without needing permission. Rules have exceptions, and the exception that proves the rule is usually proving something only to the part that keeps solving a puzzle that solves itself when you let it. A staircase can go up while you experience going down. A sentence can open even while your eyes prefer to close or stay open while your mind rests. Because people close eyes while reading with attention and open eyes while drifting with thought. And you can wonder how you prefer to rest, or simply let rest prefer you. Try a thought experiment you do not need to finish. When the word now arrives, it belongs to the past by the time you think it. The part that wants to live one beat ahead can take a short holiday and forget to wear a watch. There's an old paradox that an arrow never arrives because there's always half the distance left. There's also the ordinary truth that you arrive here anyway, not by calculating halves, but by allowing the moment to include you. Some people relax with counting. Others prefer letters. You can prefer both or neither. Imagine counting backward from 10, except the numbers arrive in a useful, imperfect order. 10, 7, 9, 8 before 6 if it wants. 2 can wait its turn and also go first later. The order isn't the point. The point is you can't be wrong because there is no right to chase. The moment chasing pauses, the part of you that knew how all along begins doing what it knows. Hold two ideas for a moment. You are the person listening to these words, and you are the person who doesn't need them. You can invest your fine analysis in testing each line while another part lets the lines pass like cars in a road you're not crossing. You can watch the gap between words. You can notice the shape of the thought that starts, wanders, pauses, continues, and then sets itself down without help. There's nothing to catch, nothing to miss. What settles, settles. The mind loves choices. So here's a kind one. You can understand every line in detail and rest, or understand almost none of it and rest. And if you try to decide which is better, the deciding grows drowsy, and that works too. Nothing necessary is leaving you. Something familiar and quiet is returning. Like a book closing itself because the story knows the ending, and you don't have to hold the last page down. Now that the front of house mind has a pleasant riddle to lean on, the backstage crew lowers the lights to a level that suits you. You don't have to move for comfort to spread. Muscles know how to loosen. The small muscles around the eyes soften just enough to widen peripheral awareness. The scalp releases the hat it wasn't wearing. The tongue rests broad. The jaw hangs a millimeter and floats back into place on its own. Shoulders lengthen away from ears. The chest finds more space without trying. Whether your breathing wants to do, whatever your breathing wants to do, it can do. You don't need to help it. The rhythm that belongs to rest shows itself when it wants to. You can enjoy the relief of not managing what has always been automatic. The seat supports you in all the sensible ways a good seat should. The floor supports the seat. The building supports the floor. Gravity supports the building. support is the quiet theme here. Your system hears it and answers in kind. Across your inner field, there may be pockets of sensation, some warm, some cool, some neutral, some curious. Each pocket can be exactly what it is, while the field, the whole field, grows simpler. A soft heaviness in the limbs is welcome. A comfortable lightness is also welcome. You can be a person who rests well without proof, and proof will show up later as the memory of how easily this happened. Your unconscious excels at automating helpful patterns after one clear instruction. You are installing two switches that belong to you alone. They are simple, private, and very precise. They will not be used in this trance. They are installed here and operate out there in real life when that helps you most. The breath switch. Whenever you find yourself in a high stress event, or any moment that benefits from steadiness, your body automatically takes a comfortable, natural inhale, followed by a very slow, very long exhale. The exhale is simply longer than the inhale. No counting, no deciding. It just happens by itself. You may notice it as it finishes, or notice only the calm that follows. The breath switch belongs to you and respects you. The touch switch. In a high stress event or a moment that benefits from clarity, your thumb and middle finger gently meet for a heartbeat on either hand, perhaps unseen inside a pocket or resting on your lap. As they meet, an inward phrase completes on its own. The inward phrase is the following: steady and clear now. You might not hear the whole phrase consciously. You might only notice the settled feeling after it. The touch switch is discreet, natural, and yours. When a situation calls for more steadiness, the breath switch and the touch switch can occur together in either order or reinforce each other. Sometimes only one happens, and that is enough. Sometimes both happen, and the effect multiplies. You never have to decide which happens. The system chooses for you with excellent timing. When a voice grows sharp or angry, a plan shifts suddenly, or a message arrives with pressure, the breath switch may already be finishing, and the touch switch may complete a heartbeat later. When you are about to speak, and a part wants to defend, the breath switch may complete first, and the touch switch may follow or not. And the sentence that leaves your mouth is shorter, kinder, and clearer than it would have been. When you prefer to exit a difficult moment gracefully, either switch can fire, and your feet find motion. Your face stays calm, and your timing is clean. When you are with your children, and presence matters more than speed, the switches can operate before you even notice, and your attention lands where you want it. Whenever either switch activates in daily life, useful lines tend to arrive in your own voice. Whenever your partner is forceful with you, you have options. Depending on the context, you may be saying the following words to your partner: "That doesn't work for me." Later, much later, "I'm finished for today." "I'll respond to that after I think about it." If the circumstances warrant it, you might say, "Yeah, that fits." Or, "No, that doesn't." The words are brief because your steadiness does most of the talking. You aren't proving anything. You're taking care of the atmosphere you breathe. Any memory that once spiked can be tagged by your system as safe to shrink. You don't have to remember which memory needs what. The next time one appears in real life, the breath switch can happen, and a touch switch may join, and the picture right-sizes itself to a useful size. You keep the lesson and release the sting. Your nervous system recognizes this as efficient housekeeping. These triggers only ever activate in ways that are helpful ethical, and aligned with your values. They never activate in a way that endangers you. They can choose not to fire when silence is wiser and when rest is the work. They can wait if you are driving, holding a child, or handling something fragile, and then fire when your hands are free. Your unconscious runs these checks instantly and quietly, no effort needed. Now, picture a week of ordinary days. You do not practice anything. You move through scenes, and the system handles timing. The front door opens. The right people enter your home, and the wrong people do not. A phone buzzes. The message reads strong. Before a thought forms, the switches may have completed their work. The reply is brief and kind, or postponed, or not sent because none is needed. You are free to choose. See yourself in a grocery line as a stranger grows impatient. There is no need to teach them. The system picks whether one or both switches are useful. Your eyes stay friendly. Your time stays yours. See yourself in a conversation that wants more than you can give. The sentence you speak respects your energy. Later, with your children, presence arrives early and stays longer. You notice their faces relax, because yours already did. You finish the day with more left in the bank. That is how you know it is working for you. Office, kitchen, car, doorway. Morning, midday, evening. The locations change. The switches travel with you. You do not try to remember them. They remember you. The effect is quiet and cumulative. Simpler choices, cleaner ending, kinder tone, and faster recovery. The people who matter most feel the difference and respond to it. You feel it most of all. Trance gives your system a clean copy of the pattern. Daily life gives it repetitions. Every time either switch operates, the pathway strengthens. Every time both operate together, the pathway strengthens. Twice. You never have to remember to do any of this. Remembering is optional because the body is handling it. If you forget, it does not matter. If you remember later, that simply adds another gentle layer. Beginning again is built in. The part that enjoys analysis may wonder how it knows these triggers will fire at the right times. It can keep wondering, measuring, even setting up simple private tests after the session. The results will satisfy it because the evidence will show up as cleaner moments, simpler days, kinder sentences, and easier endings. The analytic part can enjoy tracking outcomes without interfering in the process that creates them. Curiosity is welcome. Interference is unnecessary. Inside, the wiser part that has been doing the work nods once. The agreement is simple and signed. When steadiness is needed, the breath switch can operate automatically. The touch switch can operate automatically. And the stacking of both can occur when that is better. All activation is safe, respectful, and aligned with your values. You don't have to think about it. The result is the experience of being the you that you like living with. That experience grows familiar, then obvious. With each breath switch and with each touch switch, you are becoming a more confident, relaxed, and highly resourceful person. With each breath switch and with each touch switch, you have the clarity and wisdom to handle anything that comes your way. With each breath switch and with each touch switch, you are more resilient and optimistic about your life. Every day, in every way, your life is getting better and better and better. That's right. Now, in a moment, I will be counting from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll be fully aware and able to go on with your day feeling empowered and optimistic, ready to handle whatever comes your way with wisdom and resilience. 1. Powerful changes have taken place here today, consciously and subconsciously, providing you with greater wisdom and resilience every day. 2. Powerful, positive changes have taken place here today, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, in all ways, helping you become more resilient, more confident, more optimistic, more confident every day. 3. The hypnosis is now slowly coming to an end. 4. The hypnosis is now quickly coming to an end. And 5. Eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling relaxed, peaceful, and calm, and ready to go on with your day.